Welcome to Hearing God with Gary and Jane Berry. Do you want to grow in your intimacy with Father God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus? Join us as we share insights and practical tips that you can apply today. Hi, I'm Gary Berry, and together with my wife Jane, we host Hearing God, a podcast that helps people hear from God. Today we're looking at the Bible character Daniel and how he received or heard from God.
I really love looking at Daniel because we can apply it to ourselves when we find ourselves in a hard or seemingly impossible situation, especially at work. There's some principles we can apply from Daniel. But first, let's share briefly how we've heard from God this week.
Well, Jane, I mentioned in the last podcast on Hosea about a lady who I visited, who was a client from a few years ago, who I gave a meal to because her husband, she'd said about him being in a mental health ward. I'd sense I should pop back there the other day and just do a quick mo for her with my team. Well, she's at a point of filling out a form so that she can get her husband to come back. And the fact that I sensed that we should go there to do a mo, it was actually a deeper thing to occur because she, on this form, she had to write down some support people that would help her as her husband came back. And she asked me if I could be one of those people and ended up saying, yes, that's fine. But it just gave her a real reassurance that there's some people there that would help her. That was very significant. Yeah, I sense God should have us go back there on that particular day. And it was so timely for her.
And do a free mo for her.
Yeah, and do the free mo, etc.
Well, I was in Kmart shopping and lined up, and there was this huge long line. I was like, God, why is the line so long? And I just had this knowing that the lady in front of me I needed to talk with. So I started by saying, oh, is the line normally this long? And just surface level stuff. But by the time we got to the counter, she had shared with me how she'd lost a job and some quite intimate stuff that I probably wouldn't share in a public spot in a line. But I knew that I was meant to engage her in conversation and to listen. Don't forget our show notes. We have notes on each episode on our website, garyandjane.co. So just go to garyandjane.co.
Wonderful, Jane. So look, our first principle today is we are called to live countercultural. And the character that we really want to look at, as we've mentioned, is Daniel. Jane, can you sort of get into Daniel and unpack that for us?
All right. I just want to say, though, that there's a couple of verses in the Bible. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And John 17, Jesus is saying, you are not of this world. So we have to realize we are living in this world, but our true world is the kingdom of God. And living countercultural. People should be able to discern that we are different. In Daniel 1, Daniel was kidnapped along with his peers to be trained for 3 years in service to royalty. Daniel was prepared to be countercultural. He didn't defile himself with the king's food or drink, but asked to eat only vegetables and drink only water for 10 days. Because they were trying to force him to, you know, eat what the king provided. And he's like, no, compare us with your other servants after 10 days. And after 10 days, we see Daniel 1:17 to these four young men. So it was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And it's got verse 17, to these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. And then in verse 20, in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians in his whole kingdom. 10 times better. Wow. So when Daniel and his peers went against the king and said, no, we don't want that food or drink, had they heard God, or was their obedience to God in their upbringing so strong that they didn't waver and didn't need to hear from God? Just a question I would pose.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Does it matter?
Yeah. And then Daniel 3:28. So after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire and survived, King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in God and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God."
Well, that would... guys of conviction, and they were actually quite young, weren't they? They were teenagers at the time.
Yeah, so they really were countercultural. And I think their godly character, there must have been character underpinning this. In Daniel 6:4, it says, "At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent."
Wow, that's brilliant that these young guys, just their character stood out so much at such a young age. So what's the next principle, Jane?
Anyone can hear God. You don't need a relationship with God to hear from him.
Well, which really relates back to that 3 podcasts ago when you said about your dad, he was able to hear from God and he didn't even have the relationship yet. That was amazing.
The episode with Paul, how he, heard from God. God desires a relationship with everyone. And God can do and will do whatever it takes to get our attention. So King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3:28, I said how he saw how God had sent an angel into the fire to be with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he saved them from being burnt. King Nebuchadnezzar did not have a relationship with God, but he saw that he saw a fourth person in the fire, didn't understand who it was, saw these guys come out of the fire, not burnt, not even one hair singed. And he praised their God and realized that their God was the Almighty. And King Nebuchadnezzar then issued a decree that no one could utter anything negative against this God. King Belshazzar, so King Nebuchadnezzar's son, in Daniel 5 verse 5, saw a hand, fingers, that were writing a message on the wall.
Now that's pretty weird, isn't it?
At times I used to say, oh, I'd just love, God to write on the wall for me.
I think it'd freak you out if you saw a hand there, wouldn't it?
But also, sometimes God has to use really bizarre means to get people's attention. How many times have you seen someone hit rock bottom, and then turn to God? Or God used something really quite strong to really arrest them, to stop them in their path.
To get their attention. Like in the previous one, we talked about Paul, how he was blinded. I mean, that certainly got his attention, didn't it?
And I think sometimes the more passionate, the more adverse you are to God, sometimes he needs to do something really huge to stop you in your tracks.
To make that 180-degree turn, as it were.
As a teenager, I used to hear testimonies of people who, had been a drug dealer and killed people and had this massive turnaround to God. And I used to really go, oh, I don't have a good testimony. I don't have this fabulous testimony, this fabulous story of how I came to God. But I have my story, and my story relates to a lot of people. But God uses different things to get different people's attention.
So the third principle, how to deliver hard words.
Oh, look, Daniel, and I don't think we'll cover this fully in this episode, but in Daniel 2, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He wanted his astrologers not to just interpret the dream, but to tell him what the dream was. So he didn't share anything with them, just said, I've had this dream. You need to tell me what the dream is and the interpretation. They couldn't, so the king ordered all their deaths, every one of them to be killed. And Daniel was ordered to be killed as well. And he said to his guard, well, why am I being killed? Guard told him. And Daniel said to his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, let's plead for mercy from God concerning this mystery. And during that very night, the dream and interpretation were revealed to Daniel through a vision. So Daniel saw through a vision. Then in Daniel 4, the king had another dream, asked Daniel to interpret it, and the king recognized the spirit of the holy gods was in Daniel. You know, wow, to other people, do non-Christians recognize the Holy Spirit in me? Am I so different from my culture that people recognize the Holy Spirit in me? Verse 19, Daniel was greatly perplexed for a time and his thoughts terrified him of what he was to deliver to the king. He honored and respected the king and he was straight with the king. And at the end of Daniel sharing with the king, something that was really quite hard to share, in verse 27, Daniel actually asked him to accept his advice to repent. Didn't pressure him, but just said, look, but you can do this. So I've just told you this is going to happen, this all this bad stuff, but you can actually stop and change the outcome. Then in chapter 5 of Daniel, we see King Belshazzar. He was partying and drinking, and as we said before, he saw the fingers of a human hand writing on the plaster of the wall. The king turned pale and was so frightened, his legs became weak and his knees knocked. And astrologers couldn't tell the king what the writing was. The queen remembered Daniel, and the king promised Daniel all these gifts of power, wealth, and position if he could read the writing and tell him what it meant. Daniel was not persuaded by the gifts and refused them, but the godly wisdom and insight that God gave him and showed him through visions meant that he could read and interpret it. And that very night, King Belshazzar was slain. So I would say, do we get swayed by money, power, position, people? Or do we stay true and pure? Now, that night the king was slain, another king was put in place called Darius. So King Darius was tricked into putting Daniel to death in the lion's den. The king, I just love this in verse 18, the king, Darius, spent the night fasting, food and entertainment. So we see earlier in Daniel, Daniel and his friends were the ones that fasted, and now the king was an ungodly, King Darius was ungodly, but it so disturbed him that he fasted. It's like this real play on words where Daniel fasted, then the king fasted. Daniel 8:1, Daniel had a vision about the future for the country and the world. And in Daniel 9:23, the angel Gabriel came to Daniel and said, as soon as you began to pray, a word went out. Now, if you ever need assurance, reassurance that your prayers are heard, Daniel actually had an angel, and Gabriel at that, so a head angel, come and say to him, as soon as you began to pray, it was actioned. A word went out. Our prayers are taken seriously by heaven and actioned on. Just because we can't see anything in the physical doesn't mean it isn't happening in the spiritual. I suppose my takeaway is take communication with God seriously.
But also with that, you're saying that the outcome may not necessarily be what we think it should be, because the kingdom's bigger than our perspective, but it doesn't stop us from praying. But our outcome of whatever our prayer is, it's God's outcome. That's the critical thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Daniel heard from God mainly through a vision and through his spirit. So seeing and interpreting and through knowing.
So in summarizing what we've been looking at today, there's three key principles. The first one is we are called to live countercultural. The second thing is God wants to communicate with everyone. You don't need to have a relationship with God, do you? And then thirdly, take communication with God seriously. Delivering hard words, be respectful, honest, and give a way forward.
So at the end of every episode, we have a prophetic activation, purely a time to practice hearing from God. So when we talk about hearing, so hearing, seeing, sensing, feeling, knowing. So just now, turn your heart and thoughts to Father God and ask him, God, is there an aspect of my life that I need to change or adjust? Father God, what do I need to do differently with my life so that I'm living countercultural to this world? What would you have me do differently? Or how would you have me live differently? Now, both of us have asked God what he would love to say to a listener. Gary, do you want to go first?
I see a person on the basketball court making goals, shooting goals. It was a number of different positions, and whatever position that person was in, they were scoring the goals. And I believe what God is saying today is that sometimes it seems that you've got goals that he wants you to achieve, but you just don't think you're in the right position. God is able to bring those to fruition, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing in this next time in this season, God is going to help bring those goals into fruition. All you need to be is in the position to shoot, in the position to make them happen, and God is going to come underneath you and make them occur.
For me, I got three words, drop a breadcrumb. Like, God, what on earth is that about? Do I have to drop breadcrumbs? No, Father God is wooing you. Father God is dropping breadcrumbs or things for you to take notice of. And I really sense that verse from Proverbs, Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out, to investigate, to discover a matter. And I sense God is wooing you, is leading you forward, and he's dropped breadcrumbs, and it's up to you to sort of be aware, be on the alert, the lookout, and see how he's leading you.
It's really to develop a greater sensitivity to what God is doing and to understand a little bit more of how he speaks to you.
So, Gary, would you like to pray for our listener?
Father, we want to thank you for the God that you are, a God that woos us, a God that communicates with us, in perhaps even ways that we don't fully understand, there perhaps may be new ways that God wants to communicate to us. Father, help us to understand, to see that these things are from you. Father, even bring people into our lives to help us unpack some of the dreams and visions that you give us. Father, thank you that you want to communicate with us. You want to help us to grow closer, more intimate with you. Bless us each now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We would love it if you could subscribe and rate and review our podcast on your favourite podcast listening app. It actually really does make a difference to how our podcast is advertised when you do that. And if you could ask God who you could share this podcast with, and just let them know how you've appreciated it. Thank you so much for listening.